Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Obviously, it's an uphill battle. I mean, you lose a leader like Jay, a leader like Lance. It's a blow to your team. But you know, as is with every team in the NFL, it's next man up. You know, and that's how we do it. And you just gotta get ready to go. You're ready to play. There's gonna be people stepping up on the defense side of the ball. You know, I'll have to step up on the offensive side of the ball, and we'll have to, you know, find a way to get it done. You know, I'll have, you know, beautiful thing about our new playbooks and everything, that's technology is on the iPad, and so I'm gonna get to spend some time with my family in Charlotte, but all four of my kids are in school, so I'll spend most of my day looking at Green Bay tape on the iPad and doing that. 2 years ago, I got here, and I had been coaching high school ball, which served me well to do that, but I don't think, you know, you can trade anything for real reps and you know, going through OTAs and training camp and so with that said, I think I'm in a better spot right now, and you know, to have come in here with this system, you know, been here day one with Mark, learning this from the ground up, I think it's beneficial, and you know, hopefully continues to pay dividends on the field. And you know, just gotta, you know, look at where we're at as an offense and see what we can do to continue to improve. I mean, without getting into too much details, it was just, you know, pretty simple. You know, just kind of where we're at, where we're headed, and what we need to do to reach our goals. And so, you know, we'll take that. But again, this is a long season, and when your bye week comes, it has to be your bye. You know. If you try to push through it and do too much, you'll wear yourself out. And so ours is coming at a good time. We've got some injuries, and so hopefully it'll help some guys get healthy. You know, it's for Jay and Lance. It's you know, it still counts. You know, as far as whatever their prognosis is, it counts as a week. You know, just because we're not playing anybody, and so that's a good thing, because they get a week to recover when we don't have a game. So. At the end of the day, you know, we've got to take this time to rest, recover, and get ready for this backstretch of the season. Yeah, I do. I think, I talk with Mark all the time about, you know, being fearless as a play caller, you know, and just going out there and calling it, and just always encourage him, and he's always mindful of that, you know. And so it was one of the things that we talked about when it was, you know, my turn to step in there. It's just, hey, let's keep it that way, you know, and I'll play that way if you call it that way. You know, him and Coach Kavanaugh, he do such a good job of getting us prepared. And so there was, you know, there was no real anxiety going into the game because of the way we prepare. And it's a credit to those two guys and how they treat Jay and I. You know what? Jay's a heck of a player. And you know, he was playing at a really good level and a really high level. And so I don't know if you're ever, especially in this league where the quarterback drives the ship, I don't know if you're ever ready to handle losing your starting quarterback. But I think the structure is in place and the emphasis has been put on individuals to do their job and do their part. So, you know, if we can continue to get that, we felt like we got that yesterday. It allows a quarterback to step in there, you know, whether it's Jay or myself, and function and play. And because guys are going to be coached to be what they're supposed to be and do what they're supposed to do. You know, I said it yesterday, it's going to look different between Jay and I. Our skill sets are different. You know, every guy in America wishes he could throw the ball like Jay Cutler, you know. He has big play capabilities because of his arm and the things that he does. And just as a leader, too. And so... So the bar was set high by Jay and you know, I'm thankful to get the opportunity to be here and you know, we never want it under these circumstances, but to be able to, you know, step in for him, you know, I respect the heck out of him, and it's an honor to be able to play in his place and you know, hopefully, you know, keep us going and keep us in a good position so that when he does come back, you know, we're in the hunt and making a run.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.